This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Talk Live, dial toll free to join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to join us there, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. The us tonight includes me, Ian.
And me, Johnson.
All right, so bring up whatever you want. That is what we do here on Free Talk Live. Lots of stuff in the news that we can talk about, including a documentary that is stirring it up, apparently, about Marines, the U.S. Marines. Footage shot by an actual Marine is not showing the Marines in the most favorable of light. So the
Semper Fi, brother, Semper Fi.
The still frame that they have here is of a Marine, or what is purported to be a Marine here, that is taking a bong rip off of a Pringles can.
Okay.
Right? So, like, these guys are promoted as though they are heroes, and this is the reality. They're ripping from bongs. Right. Well, that are made out of Pringles cans.
That's more heroic than killing little brown children in foreign countries.
Quote, "Stop looking at these kids as heroes," says the veteran who made the documentary. We can tell you more about that coming up here in moments. I agree with you there, Johnson. I would rather see them sitting around getting high and not, you know, killing people.
Risking their careers, you know, to partake in something enjoyable for themselves is more heroic than ruining someone else's or ending someone else's life.
Yeah, you know? I can see where you're coming from there. I think that it's important, though, that people know the truth, right? Like, because they want to believe that the Marines would never do bong rips.
Right.
Well, it turns out that's actually what you get. So we can share that with you. And then, let's see, on the way, we got information about Congress possibly banning the government from offering free online tax filing. And you're going to tell us about that, Johnson. Plus, in other money news, PayPal has new fees. Why should we care? So you've got a story about that.
Right.
Let's start there. I don't know if you've got it handy yet.
Oh, it's going to take just
otherwise,
a second. You know.
I'll tell you about this this documentary here. So a former Marine, this is from Stars and Stripes. So this is an actual military publication, right? Like, I don't think it's run by the military, but it's like for military people, Stars and Stripes. Story here, former Marine Miles Legos hopes his film Combat Obscura will alter the, quote, sanitized and sanctified view of the military, unquote, that many Americans hold, by showing them his view of what combat is actually like. He told Stars and Stripes during an interview before the film's recent release last month, quote, "It's important because if you worship the military too much, you lose track of why we're actually at war and the underlying issues that are causing it." And, you know, he's right about that. And I don't know what his politics are, but nobody should worship the military, period. Not
right.
There's no too little, too much, or anything like that. These are just humans who are doing the bidding of politicians. There's really no, to me, there's no glory in that task. There's no wonder. There's no awe in that task. That's just lame. You know, you're doing what you're told by some of the most distrustworthy, dishonorable scum on the face of the planet. Congress and...
Don't you dare speak that way about my commanding officer.
And the president. Right? I guess the president would be the commanding officer.
Yeah, well, you just have to think about, you know, that there's that weird structure that's there, and so most of these guys are never actually you know, it's a way of filtering out responsibility, right? So, you know, the culpability only goes up gradually as they go up this chain of command, right? Like, it's almost like the entire chain of command exists to take away any kind of not just responsibility, like directly, like holding someone accountable and holding someone responsible, right? Which it does that pretty effectively.
Mm-hmm.
But even taking away a sense of personal responsibility and taking away a sense of personal guilt for feeling for certain actions, right? But I didn't, you know, I was just told to do this by somebody above me. And, you know, the decisions are kind of groupthink decisions. So it just becomes this, like, weird groupthink mentality that's creating these decisions that are ultimately kind of sociopathic, right? I mean, mm-hmm. that these military people do. These orders that come down are not coming from individuals making rational, thought-out decisions. They're coming from groups that have these weird alternative motives, and it's just, it's bizarre.
People that are disconnected ultimately from the damage that is being done. They're not the people giving the orders aren't the ones suffering the broken and lost limbs and all that.
Right.
So they don't have the direct consequences, so therefore they don't care. I mean, these are tools. These men and women in the military are essentially their tools at their disposal. And so it's any wonder why many of them are, you know, drowning their sorrows in alcohol or drugs, trying to escape from the situation they found themselves in. Many of these teenagers, and that's what they almost all are when they're recruited into
military,
this.
Military going to pay for my college.
Right, they're getting into it for the college money. Or they think they're going to get, you know, the girls because, you know, there aren't. Truly, there are some women who, you know, worship the badge and worship worship a uniform. So, you know, it's for the college, for the women. It's certainly not for the job experience. If that's what they think, well, they've been lied to about that. Of course, they've been lied to about a lot of things by their recruiter, and that's what they find out when they finally get in, is that this was not an honest deal.
There's a lot of people that do. I mean, if you wanted to be a mechanic, you know, you might be able to learn to do that.
Maybe, if you happen to get assigned there.
Auto or aviation mechanic or
that's the other thing they'll tell you is the recruiters will tell you, we'll get you in the auto shop, no problem. Right. And then you don't get in the auto shop.
Right.
You know, you're out on mine duty.
I'm going to be a chef.
You know?
I want to be a military chef.
So going on here, the documentary is a patchwork of scenes showing Marines smoking marijuana while on patrol in Afghanistan, defecating outside of the homes of locals, swearing at children, and talking lightly of killing innocent people. And that's certainly something the military doesn't want people to see. They definitely don't want you to see the attitude of people in the military, and I'm not saying they all have this, but people who've been in the military will tell you they've met these people. The people who are gleeful at the idea of being able to kill without any legal consequence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, there's whatever consequence that befalls your soul or spirit or whoever it is you are for taking another human life, and, you know, that's its own thing. But there are absolutely people out there who would like to kill and get away with it. And this is a way for them to do it. And they know it.
Mm-hmm.
And so to actually have footage of people reveling in the idea of killing innocents. To be clear, I haven't seen the movie, okay? This is the Stars and Stripes interviewed the director in this case. Going on here, it says, it goes far to challenge the ubiquitous label of hero frequently bestowed on American service members. The cultural insensitivity on display may also give viewers the feeling they're getting an explanation, or at least part of one, as to why America's longest war, now in its 18th year. Can you believe it? It's the longest war in the history of the United States, war in Afghanistan.
Right. Which isn't even a war, because it was never declared.
It wasn't a declared war, sure. But the longest, you know, warlike conflict that the U.S. government has been involved in.
Right.
It's 18 years. I forget who pointed it out. I think it was Chris Reitman last week on the Thursday night show. There are now people who are old enough to join the military who were not alive prior to the beginning of this conflict. Their entire lives, the United States government and, you know, the people representing it have been, you know, had their lives destroyed by this. Because remember, even though there aren't as many people who die in conflicts now due to, you know, healthcare procedures being much better than they used to be.
Right.
And, you know, those procedures can be administered in the field better and all that. They just then have to live with all the horrible things they've done. And so PTSD and all these just horrific mental conditions, not to mention whatever physical disabilities. There's more coming up here about this this footage in this movie, Combat Obscura. 855-450 free if you want to join us, share your thoughts on the military. Maybe you've been on the inside and you want to comment. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up what you want. We're talking about the, well, at least another perspective on people in the military, specifically the Marines. An actual Marine is the person who shot this footage that has made it into a documentary that he put together called Combat Obscura. It's being reported on in Stars and Stripes, which is like, you know, pretty militaristic kind of website. as showing a bit of reality of what it's like. You know, this isn't the polished the footage you're going to see in the Army or Marines recruiting videos. This is what it's actually like, and that's what's got people so upset. It's iconoclastic, and I love some good iconoclasm, shattering the mythology of what these things are, these careers are really like, working for the government, working for the military, which again just makes you the do boy for the politicians in D.C. And, you know, if you like this current set of politicians, okay, well, eventually they're going to be doing things for the set of politicians you don't like.
And we get the inside scoop as to how things have changed since the days of Gomer Pyle. Right? Like, that was another movie about Marines, right? Wasn't it?
Was that a movie? Was Pyle a movie or a TV character?
No, Gomer Pyle was a character on my brain just
dropped. I thought he was a TV character.
No, he was.
Really?
Well, he might have, the name might have been making fun of a TV character.
Huh. Because wasn't he like the accident prone?
Like, your name's now, Private Pyle. And so I think it was making fun of a TV character, but originally...
Gomer Pyle was a television character played by Jim Nabors and introduced in the middle of the third season of the Andy Griffith Show.
But also was the name of a character on Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Then they were spinning off
on that. They were spinning off of that when they were making fun of the guy who was playing... Gomer Pyle in that movie. And so, you know, the drill sergeant yelling at people and war and all that stuff. But that's during the 60s is when that movie was supposed to be.
By the way, rest in peace, Arlie Ermey.
Yeah.
What a loss. What a great actor. So toll-free number if you want to join us here. Maybe you've got some story you want to share about the reality of being in the military. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, liberty.menu if you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you can use liberty.menu to get the word out about the thing that you do. Maybe it's a business or your event or digital content that you create. You can put yourself on liberty.menu, and it's free to do it, so other people can find out what you do and maybe get some new business out of it. Liberty.menu, use code FTL, you get a special listener badge. Just saw the proprietor of liberty.menu this afternoon. He came out to our cryptocurrency meetup, and he's coming out to ForkFest. I'll tell you more about that coming up here in a little bit, and he has said he will once again be cooking at ForkFest this year, so that'll be cool. All right, so go ahead.
Vincent D'Onofrio is the name that I was trying to remember.
Of the actor?
Yeah, who played...
Of Gomer Pyle.
Gomer Pyle in Full Metal Jacket. I can't remember what the actual name of the character was, because everyone called him Gomer Pyle or Private Pyle in the movie. I think he had another name.
He had a real name, okay.
Yeah, but like they dropped everyone's real names like right at the beginning of the movie because there was this huge rant about, you know, like, this is no longer your name. But, I mean, that was supposed to be a documentary about the horrors of war and, like, how horrible it was to be in the Marines at that time. So I don't know, you know, like, how much are things significantly different. So it would be interesting to kind of see the modern perspective of what it is.
We'll tell you more about this video here. What's stirring up some controversy because it's, you know, shown some a little slice of reality. What they were willing to show in front of the cameras, mind you. Let's go to Matthew in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live, listening via TuneIn.
So whenever I think about the current wars we're involved in, and then I compare them.
What war are you involved in? That sounds really stressful.
I'm talking about the ones that the United States is involved in.
Oh, okay, The U.S. government. Okay.
Right. And I look back at previous wars, and I'm thinking to myself, what are we doing there? I mean,
First of all, if you're there, get out. You might get hit by a bullet or something like that.
You know what they're doing there.
They're doing the bidding of the politicians in Washington, D.C., and that's usually the bidding usually has to do with protecting their buddies in industry, the oil companies, for instance, or the military manufacturers. Huh?
In Afghanistan?
Well, yeah, I guess you're saying there's not a lot of oil in Afghanistan. I'm just saying, I'm giving you examples of one of the things that they are doing.
And we don't need any Middle Eastern oil. I mean, what do we need that for? But I'm just beyond that. We're not really, you know, our strategy to win just doesn't seem to be existent. I mean, they were negotiating supposedly peace talks with the Taliban. And then the Taliban hauls off and performs some kind of an attack. And I'm like, well, which Taliban attack? Was that the Taliban or the Taliban? I mean...
Well, in order to win, you would have to have conditions that you would be able to identify to say, this is a win. Right? Like, you know, some in traditional war, it would be the giving up of the other side, the signing of a peace treaty or a surrender, some sort of an official surrender.
There's no person over there who literally can speak with authority for whatever this group is and say, that's it, uncle, we quit. Because otherwise, I'd say, yeah, let's just call in the big bombers and just start. You know, doing what we did to the North Koreans to convince them that they didn't want to play that game anymore. But there's nobody in Afghanistan who can say, you know, sign on the dotted line. So I'm not sure that there's anything that you can define as a win to come out of that mess.
I can't agree more. Thank you, Matthew, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How do you define a win in Afghanistan? What does it look like?
Everyone leaving.
Everyone? Like, you mean the military, the U.S. military.
Yeah,
I mean, it certainly would end the losses. It would end, you know, whatever damage was being done to those troops that are encountering whatever they're encountering.
The Taliban. We're going to win in the greatest way that you've ever seen. The Taliban will be gone. ISIS will be gone.
I love how you got the mannerisms down like the
Yeah.
Toll-free number, 855-450, free like freedom. More here from this story, and then back to your calls and thoughts. So footage was taken by Lugosi, who was the Marine. Who,
the traitor.
Yeah, they're mad at him. Then, at that time, a lance corporal and other combat cameramen during a deployment to Helmand Province with the 1st Battalion, 6th Marine Regiment between 2011 and 2012. Lugosi's job as a combat cameraman was to shoot and edit video of Marines at war. After being approved by the military, the footage was distributed to private news networks and the American Forces Network. A video Lugosi shot of a November 2011 attack on a patrol base... on patrol base Georgetown in Helmand's Kazaki Sofia was picked up by CNN that winter and billed as a, quote, rare first-hand glimpse into a battle with the Taliban, unquote, and a, quote, unfiltered look, unquote, at the war. Look, if it goes through the Pentagon, it's filtered.
I mean, hey, at least it's not a video of a helicopter executing reporters, right?
That's what Bradley at the time, now Chelsea Manning, had released via WikiLeaks, etc. Whatever happened with Assange? He must have never gotten turned over by
I guess the embassy said that was nonsense or something. They, like, backtracked.
They did. There's more on the way here. You can share your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What's the response to the shocking footage that has come out by this Marine who shot it in real life? You can share your thoughts with us. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans will soon be able to read the Mueller report within a week. Attorney General Bill Barr was testifying on Capitol Hill, and he says he hopes to have it ready within a week and is working with his Department of Justice team to make sure the public can read as much of the report as possible. And regarding the redacted parts?
This whole mechanism for the special counsel, as I said, was established during the Clinton administration in the wake of Ken Starr's report. And that's why... the current rule says that the report should be kept confidential.
Border Patrol agents took more than 103,000 migrants into custody last month. That's the highest total since March of 2007. Most of those caught entering the country illegally were between ports of entry. Both sides are claiming victory in Israel's election. Exit polls show it to be a very close race. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is seeking his fifth term. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring us whatever you want. We're talking about a movie that's apparently about an hour long called Combat Obscura. And in the trailer, which this movie was shot by people in the Marines back in 2011 and 2012, coming out, I guess, recently, the trailer, you know, got some text interspersed with some video. It says, our job was to shoot and edit videos for the U.S. Marine Corps. We filmed what they wanted, then we kept shooting. And somehow managed to get the footage out. We'll continue telling you about it here. Ian and Johnson in the studio. We'll take your calls and thoughts. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I mentioned ForkFest a little bit earlier here tonight. You can go to forkfest.party to learn more about the event that's coming up June 13th through the 18th in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. You can get your camping site or RV site or even a motel room reserved whenever you're ready. Probably sooner would be better than later. Go to forkfest.party to learn more about the event. It's decentralized, which means there's nobody in charge. There's no board of directors. There's no organizers. Unless, of course, you want to organize something on your own campsite. Mm. So you want to put together, a speaker series, a poker game, some sort of, play or musical event or whatever. You could do that. You just do it and, come up with whatever equipment you need and put it on your campsite and have fun. Invite other people over. Let people know. Promote it on the Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum over at forkfest.party. It's Ian and Johnson here as we continue with your calls and thoughts. Subscribe to PewDiePie is on the line on our Discord call-in line. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
I was wondering, what do you guys think of the paleo strategy?
Paleo, like diet?
No, like the paleo libertarian strategy.
What is that?
You're not familiar with that?
Why would I be?
Do you know who Murray Rothbard was?
Yeah, I read one of his books when I was in jail for civil disobedience.
Well, one of the things that he came up with which is like kind of divisive amongst libertarians, is he came up with the paleo strategy, which was essentially to try and appeal to rednecks. Because in the 90s, he was upset because he thought libertarianism wasn't on a mainstream scale, like it wasn't getting any mainstream attention as an ideology. So he was like, oh, okay, well, we're going to have the paleo libertarian strategy. And what that's going to be is that's going to try and appeal to rednecks, and that's going to try and sort of introduce right wing values into libertarianism. And so, like, he kind of injected, like, traditionalism, like, social conservatism, like, being pro-borders.
Yeah, sounds awful.
Yeah, but...
So Rothbard was one of those bordertarians or whatever? I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. He was totally a border. And one of the things he did was he actually endorsed Pat Buchanan's 1992 campaign for president, because he was like, okay, I don't agree with Pat Buchanan on the war on drugs, but on social issues, I agree with Pat Buchanan.
Mm. Well, you see, you asked the question of what do we think of this strategy of, you're saying, implementing conservative views or social views or whatever into libertarianism. Look, as far as I'm concerned, whatever libertarians think is the right path individually to bringing people into the movement, I think that's great. You know, if whether it's people who are reaching out to folks who are on the left or people who are on the right, there's different people within libertarianism who are going to appeal to different people out there. And so somebody that maybe came from the left might not be the right person to talk to the people on the right. I don't know. I think that there's all kinds of different approaches that are probably necessary.
Yeah. And one of the most controversial...
Johnson, I don't know if you wanted to weigh in.
I was just going to say that I guess that if I, you know, it's good, I mean, that we don't necessarily agree with you because, you know, if we did fully agree with your philosophy, but I didn't agree with you personally, I would have you physically removed from the phone lines.
Oh, I see. Hoppian.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess that's... That's where I stand.
Yeah. But one of the more it's considered controversial because at one point Rothbard suggested trying to appeal to supporters of Joseph McCarthy and David Duke.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Well, not everybody's got all good ideas. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it.
It just sounds like selling out to try and appease
to make yourself
people.
More popular.
Yeah,
that's always been something that's rubbed me the wrong way with the libertarian movement in general, is this idea that they should water down the message in order to try to
That's a way to surround
party.
Yourself with a whole bunch of people that want to turn on you. Real fast.
That don't agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that actually don't agree with you. That if you've been doing what some people say that Rand Paul has done.
Like people that are just looking for an opportunity to take you down.
Or at the very least, who thought they liked you because you were like them, but then turns out you don't agree with them. And then they want to take you down once they find out that, well, you're the enemy. Or whatever.
Right. You don't agree with me on this 10% of things.
Let's talk to somebody who doesn't agree with us on much of anything. Sarah is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes.
Yes, well, I do not agree with you, but I still suck up to you because I want to talk about that.
Well, we don't need to be sucked up to, Sarah. There's no need to do that. Don't candy coat. Just let us have it. Whatever it is that you are calling to say, let's hear it.
But okay, well, this month is a distracted driving awareness month. That's what it is. So
the other months of the year, you don't have to be worried about it. You can be distracted. You don't need to be aware of what's going on the road. Only this month, only April is when people need to be concerned, right? Because, you know, it's dangerous on the roads in April.
Well, I have no idea what this means. Yesterday was the Road Worker Safety Awareness Day. And today and this month is Distracted Driving Awareness Month. But whatever that means.
Yeah,
at least they talk about it on the news that it's like, oh my goodness, you know?
Yeah, I'm not convinced that having a month dedicated to making people aware of the distractions that they have while they drive is doing anything whatsoever to reduce distracted driving. It just sounds to me like a feel-good thing, and there's probably some organization out there that's getting, like, a big grant check from the government to do things. Like, you know, to hold some sort of distracted driving awareness festival, you know, have a seminar about it, and they're probably just cashing a paycheck.
But,
that's
know,
not to say that I don't think people should pay attention while they're driving. I think you should. But that said.
Yeah, you know, yeah, distracted driving, what's the, I mean, the statistic, I don't know, that's a, like, I don't know, the accident, a lot of accidents are caused by it.
No doubt. But thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's probably one of the most common reasons why people get into an accident, because they weren't paying attention.
I'm gonna theorize that I can guess, and I know Sarah's last name now. I believe her last name is Yeswell.
Yes, well, because that's what she says.
She starts every single phone call with, yes, well.
855-450-FREE is our number. Let's talk to, if he unmutes his microphone, maybe, no, maybe not. He's got his headphones muted. Free Market Penguin. We'll check back with him here in a moment. So the video is called Combat Obscura. It is a movie recently apparently released based on footage filmed by people in the Marines. And they said, we filmed what we wanted, but then we kept shooting. This video includes footage, this documentary includes footage the Marine Corps never approved for release. So this was shot by Marines. So this is like the stuff they didn't want you to see. And it says here, the website calls it the documentary the Corps doesn't want you to see. Initial threats of legal action by the Marine Corps against Legos for using footage apparently shot on government equipment substantiate that claim. Previously, Legos said, so they went after him. Previously, Legos said he hadn't considered making the material into a full-length documentary until after he'd enrolled in film school at Columbia University and realized what he had. Working with the Knight First Amendment Institute at the school, he pushed back against the military's threats, according to the Columbia University statements. I'll tell you more about how this movie came into existence and what people are upset about. Some of the details on the footage on the way here. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And then coming up, PayPal's fees and why you should care. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTLEB. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTLEB for a discount.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number, if you want, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, big thanks going out to Dave Burns, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier. Platinum meaning that Dave is contributing $25 a month to the Free Talk Live amp program, which is way above and beyond what we asked for. We asked for five. He's doing 25, so thank you, Dave, for that. The AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, Promote. The idea is that the money that you contribute will be invested into Free Talk Live and help us reach out to new radio stations, bring new internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. In fact, we just added a new station in Vermont over the weekend, and we'll officially announce them on Sunday because they're a Sunday night show. So I don't want to say who they are right now, but it's in... Vermont's not a very big place, but it's in one of the big cities in Vermont. So we'll let you know more about that. But it's because of listeners like you and like Dave becoming amplifiers over at amp.freetalklive.com. And, yeah, you get some cool perks that you get access to, like the AMP call-in, not the call-in lines, but there's AMP chat rooms on our Discord server. There are actually AMP numbers for the call-ins, but why would you want to use the phone when you could be on Discord and sound so much better? So there's some perks there. So get more of the details. Get signed up over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We are sharing with you a story about Combat Obscura. This is a new documentary. Johnson, you just watched the trailer during the break. We actually have Johnny Ray, who is in the studio. He's doing some cleaning for us in the background. Former co-host, professional janitor, and a former Marine, who I'm sure he's very interested in checking this out. He came in to watch the trailer with us as well. What were your thoughts?
Reminded me a lot of been some movies made around about Iraq and whatnot, and I think the movie that I'm thinking of, Jarhead, is the one that I'm thinking of where there were some combat scenes where there
could... Now, was Jarhead favorable to the military or no?
No, definitely not.
Okay, that's why I remember that name, is because they were critical, so they didn't get any, like, military money and, like, free tanks or whatever. Because, you know, if you give your script to the military and they go over and they say, well, if you change this, you change this and change this, then we'll give you helicopters and tanks and you can, you know, do things. You shoot those with your cameras.
It was Jake Gyllenhaal, Jamie Foxx, and I think the slang term used to refer to United States Marines. I'm just looking
That's Jarhead, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just looking to see if it was, if there was any sort of, it was Universal Pictures. I mean, it was a big movie. I just don't know whether or not they had any sort of affiliation or not. But I remember it not being, positive to
The Marines. Yeah. And that's what the Marines are so mad about, this Combat Obscura. They actually threatened the director with legal action. He ended up standing up for himself, fighting back, looks like maybe with the assistance of his school at that point, the Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University, where he went to film school after realizing, or then he realized once he was in film school, what, you know, he had, the footage that he was sitting on from what they shot with military equipment, mind you, back in 2011, 2012. After preliminary inquiry. Yeah.
So, sorry, I just was reading this. You know, this is from, like, the wiki on Jarhead. So, it seems like it was good because it was a little bit realistic. So, it says the film received mixed reviews from critics, registering a 61% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Roger Ebert gave the movie 3.5 out of 4 stars, crediting it for its unique portrayal of Gulf War Marines who battled boredom and a sense of isolation rather than enemy combatants.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess, you know, that was. So I was thinking of the right movie in that it's, you know, did a lot of that, talking about what probably is mostly the reality.
After a preliminary inquiry by the Naval Criminal Investigation Service, military officials decided not to pursue litigation against Legos as the director of the movie, Combat Obscura, and any of those depicted in the film, quote, at this time, said Marine spokes bureaucrat Major Brian Block in an emailed statement. Block did say this in his statement, quote, the potentially criminal activity captured, like, you know, somebody smoking a bong or whatever, is inexcusable and selfish and endangered the security of the Marines in that unit. Unfortunately, the statute of limitations for pursuing disciplinary action has passed.
Mm-hmm.
So basically they determined that they couldn't go after them. Legally, the activity includes Marines apparently smoking pot in several scenes, including one in which a Marine appears to be rolling a joint in front of Afghan children, and his colleague jokes about marrying an underage girl.
Oh, my God.
Quote, you join the Marine Corps, you think the Marine Corps is like a bunch of perfect people, you know, that don't do anything bad, says another Marine in a different scene after smoking. The Marine continues saying, quote, but the Marine Corps is full of the most, they blank some obscenity there, blank individuals I've ever met. Just like me, you know? I'm going to guess that's effed up.
Yeah.
Would be my guess, without having seen the footage. The speaker is the only person in the film who asked to have his face blurred, according to Legos, who said most of the men in the movie were happy for the public to see what their combat experience was actually like. He said, quote, I think veterans of this war are at a point where we're sick of the hero worshiping and the sugarcoating of the experience, and a lot of us are sick of people saying, thank you for your service, without actually getting in a real conversation about what we did and what happened. Now, isn't that interesting? Because, like, at least I think that is, to actually have people in the military who are pushing back against this habit that people, a lot of people in the United States, whether they be, you know, on the left or on the right, seem to have this habit of saying thanks for your service to anybody that was in the military, as though they are serving the individual saying that thing. Because the people saying thanks for your service, well, you didn't ask them to do that. You didn't ask.
Right.
You didn't ask for their service. You don't even know, as this guy's pointing out, you don't even know what they did.
Right.
They might have been slaughtering innocent people in some village in Afghanistan, dropping bombs. In the trailer, there's a scene where a building explodes and some guy off camera goes, that's the wrong building.
Right.
Well, were there people in there?
Yeah.
There's a good chance of that. Whoops. Just dropped a bomb on the road. Whoops. How'd that happen? So, you know, people don't talk about that. They just hear that somebody was in the military, and it's just this reaction. Thank you for your service.
Yeah.
So it's nice to hear them getting frustrated by it. Distributed by Oscilloscope Laboratories, the film is being released in a small number of theaters and then will be available to rent on iTunes.
I would love to be able to, if you could find a way to you know, get people that are signing up at the recruiting centers and poll them, so you could get, like, a really large-scale poll to ask people why they're signing up. Like, their initial reasons. And then hold on to that information. You know, because, you know, people, the real reasons that people sign up, it's not because they're doing it. Like, I want to protect
myself. You want to serve the country.
Right, yeah, no, like, that's most people, like, okay, beyond that, you know, what's your real reason? Like, I'm hoping to get money for college, or I'm hoping, you know.
Women.
Yeah, something, you know.
Yeah.
What's going to be the
There's real? A $5,000 signing bonus.
You know, ask the question, like, what's the real reason you're signing up?
Mm-hmm.
And find out what that is. Yeah.
If there were a good day to do that, I don't know what it would be. Like, I don't know if there's, like, one day in particular that has more people going to the recruiting office. Because I can tell you around here, you can probably stand out in front of that recruiting office in Keene all day and not encounter anybody. I mean, I've never actually done it, but it doesn't seem like the busiest of buildings in town. Which is a good thing.
It's going to be even less busy now that the restaurant next door closed down.
That's right. Yeah, Friendly's closing down in Keene. So while images of Marines smoking marijuana and swearing will be seen as a blemish by some on the branch's image, which is that's typical. I mean, soldiers have been cursing and smoking pot forever. Yeah. I mean, come on. But other scenes, they say, are more disturbing and consequential. A Marine says in one part of the film before his men interrupt a religious service at a rural compound, quote, "I don't care right now about their customs or their courtesies." After detaining the men there for what appears to be several hours, it's revealed the so-called high-value individuals being sought aren't there. In another scene, a patrol arrives to examine the body of a suspected Taliban fighter who's been shot dead. "Just like a deer," one Marine says of the corpse, as others talk to the lifeless body. The group quickly realizes the man was an unarmed shopkeeper. Oops. The Marines discuss covering up the killing, as the man's body is shown being wrapped in a carpet, with one saying, quote, "This is no good for people to see." Due to a lack of narration giving context to the raw footage, it's often unclear exactly what's happening during the seemingly arbitrary assortment of scenes, but as the film progresses, a sense of the troops' insensitivity and hubris becomes palpable. The Marines in the film appear unsuited to the counterinsurgency strategy that U.S. commanders were pursuing at the time.
You mean a bunch of 18-year-olds aren't, suited to the type of things that
the war
wanted to do.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's
there's a reason why the military wants children who can't think for themselves.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's not to say that teenagers can't think for themselves.
Well,
however,
yeah, those particular
teenagers,
people who are joining the military at that age can't think for themselves. It's not that because they're that age. It's because they're the type of people who join the military.
They're the same guys who'd be partying hard on the weekends if they were still in, the United States, right?
They're, I feel like a lot of them are desperate for something. And they're also, they're willing to put their lives on the line.
Speaking of desperation, PayPal apparently raising their fees and why that matters and what it means to cryptocurrency. We can talk about all that. Johnson, you've got that story coming up, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE like freedom. Join us here. Hour 2's next on Free Talk Live.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name is Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.